What you think about this? What you think about going to the hood and getting shot in your own hood?
Bad. Always bad. It's never nothing good. Especially if you live, you come from the hood. No, you go back
Hassan,
to the hood.
Hassan, look, this is what you gotta be, my nigga.
Hassan Campbell.
You gotta be water, B.
Come on, my bar.
That's
my
your problem.
Poppy. Poppy from BX River.
That's your problem.
No. I know, you're a family man, man. You have a sister.
Family, that family man don't mean shit.
I know, but it's like, you got family, you got. He's family getting bread out here. He got a dope YouTube channel. I love looking at
that. That don't mean shit neither.
But it's like some part. Like, keep why going. You gotta go back though? Why?
Keep going.
Why
keep
you
going.
Have to go back?
Keep going.
What was the reason I'm going back there?
Keep going.
Have his phone out keep in going. The middle of the hood.
Keep going.
And then you
keep going.
What? Then somebody throws a bottle and you gotta get active. Tell them to come outside.
Keep going.
Go outside that bottle.
Keep going.
Like just leave. Just like go away. Leave. You see, he got the knife in his back, like ready to start something.
Dude, just go away.
Just leave. Why you gotta get active for it? For what?
Yo, it was like 7 a.m, too, yeah, right?
I didn't see the sunrise. Like, come on. And then look what happened. Like, the camera cuts off.
Who's the dumbass that went with him?
Probably do on the side. That's why there was somebody on the side, I believe.
Of course, because they're driving the car. Remember? You didn't see the extra footage when you driving the car? So somebody else driving the car.
But it's like, so who was with him on the side when he was standing outside then?
You know, this links back to this. All right, I'm going to do something. I know I shouldn't do it, but this is the way my brain works.
He's more than me, so he knows.
This is the way my brain works. This links back to the same, like, the... I just hit start recording, by the way. But so we got this logo's too big. See what I'm saying? On the fly, you gotta fix shit. On the fly. So, what up, everybody?
What up, everybody?
There you go.
That's my line, man.
That's what I'm saying. Hit him.
Hit him. Hit him. So what's up, baby? Oh, I'm way far away. Sorry about that. I'm sorry about that, folks. You know. It's 10:47 in the morning.
You know?
It's the weekend Thanksgiving weekend still. It's November 28th.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
What?
Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, it's a thing. I just got my coffee. I've been letting it sit because it was super fucking hot, even though I asked for light and sweet almost an hour ago, and it's still hot.
Yes. Your coffee?
Yeah, I was like, how the fuck is it still hot after an hour?
Maybe he just didn't put enough milk.
He did put enough milk. Let me tell you, I'm going to take a taste right now. It's first taste. Okay, the sugar's there. It's just, you know, marginally hot, but tolerable.
But is there enough milk?
No.
That's why.
I still smell the smoky taste, and milk. I hate that.
Yo, what up, yo-yos?
It's good.
How you feeling? So my man just hit me. I got an album coming out.
You?
No, me and Last Measure got an album coming out December 1st. December 1st, which is Friday.
Is there any, like, promo, like, album cover release or music video in the works?
Well, I got Scully's for sale. I got Scully's. I'll have Scully's on deck for
like the
release.
Like the one on your head?
Like the one on my head.
And the shirt?
And the shirt. Holla at him. Yours truly. If you need me, DM me.
We need What's Up Everybody Pod shirts.
Yeah, party. I know.
We gotta work on that. I'll get money for that if you need like some white tees and stuff.
We gotta black buy the tees.
Blacks is always better. Black tees is always like.
But the problem with black tees, you gotta put a layer. Well, it's not that bad. It's whatever. I could do it.
Because people more wear black tees than white tees all year round. Because white tees is.
I agree.
I would wear a plain black tee with nothing on it than a white tee with something on it.
I like white tees. But I agree with you. I think on a marginal scale, more people wear black than white. Yep. But I like white.
Black
I like white tees. I like white tees.
I was like, you look awful. You wear, you know, maybe like a navy blue. Why everything's black?
Like, nah, black's is easy. Yeah, black is easy.
Black goes with everything.
Black is everything. You know what I'm saying?
You could be the colorful rainbow up the top of the neck to your sneakers. If your sneakers are black, it somehow fits.
I just saw a documentary on Netflix. That it was like it was one of those, you know, black documentaries where, you know, it explains like slavery and all this from not even slavery, it explained the separation of people, Like, why?
Because of slavery?
Well, race, they say race was created when those slave ships came over.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's when race was created. Like, you know, we didn't, white, how we understand it as a skin color wasn't created for that. The word white was created for your, where you were in the standings. Feel me? So white always meant privileged. It wasn't necessarily a skin color.
It was like a...
It was a privilege. It was a social hierarchy to be white. Like, there was a story explained of... So they used... You know, the word slave come from Slavs. It comes from the word Slav.
Which means?
Those were Caucasian slaves. Mm. The Slavs were taken slave, and that word was given to African American after they were taken slave, but it comes from the word Slav. So when they
like German or like
so, I gotta look it up. But when you came, when they came over here to the United States, there was some Slavs and some slaves. So the people that were slaves, no matter the skin color, started to revolt against the people that had them enslaved. So what happened was is the white people gave the Slavs land. Gave them their freedom, basically. So now that same Slav that considered himself a slave at one point, now he's like, nah, I'm higher than you. I'm your boss now. And they did that with only the privilege of skin color.
So slaves were slaving each other, pretty much.
Well, they've been doing that, but the way they kept the oppression down for the African American is something, it's crazy. It's just like the word anti-Semitism. You know what I mean? It's like that you hated these group of people. They created a caste of hate. They made people hate these people. They, you know, black was only created by the people that enslaved them, because in Africa there's tribes. Nobody's black. There's the Dongo tribe. There's this tribe. There's that. And there was like this mad tribes. When they got captured and enslaved, they just branded them black. And they said that in the newspapers, they used to post how they had no religion and they were barbarians. And they were, so as a person in Europe, and I'm reading this in the newspaper or the magazine or something like that, right? I'm reading the shit. You're like, damn, fucking black people are crazy. You know, like they indoctrinated how we look at African Americans. And I wouldn't say we, I'd just say the populace. Like, they actually gave a group of people a fucking nasty stigma in order to make the rest of the world look at them that way. And that, like, that's crazy to do that to. Yo, you got, history sucks. Yo, when you learn your history, history be sucking. Like,
I mean, there's never a good part of history. And if there are, it's very, very minuscule compared to all, like, look, the terror.
I saw Oppenheimer. You saw it?
Oh, about the Manhattan Project?
You saw it?
No, I just know about the Manhattan Project itself. I never saw the movie Oppenheimer. Yo, I know what the Manhattan Project is about.
Yeah, the fact that this guy, you know, it's weird. He had Nazi ties, and then the people around him that were like his friends and shit like that still had Nazi ties while he worked for the government. Goes to show you what the government's willing to allow when they need you. When the government needs you, they'll allow you to do some shit. Look at Barry Seal. I think his name was Barry Seal, mm-hmm. The guy that flew cocaine in for the United States. Mm-hmm. Look, when the government needs you, you could do certain shit and get away with it, right? Look, the Iceman was an informant, mm-hmm. Catching bodies though, right? When the government needs you, you could get away with certain shit. But when they want to put the clamp on you and say, fun time is over, you already helped us. Created the Manhattan Project. We dropped the atomic bomb. We won the war. That's it. You had German ties. That's automatically treason to have those friends, those relationships, those conversations. Or we're not allowed as an American. But while you were helping us, good job, buddy. Tap on the ass. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
And what's funny about that with the bombs, I don't know if it's in the movie. I didn't watch the movie. Dwight Eisenhower, because he was the one that kind of did the operation
for the president.
D-Day, the president. He was doing D-Day and all that stuff, making sure. Before he was even president, he was like in World War II, like going hard, going ham during that time. But he was the one that told him, I don't think we need to bomb the Japanese. We don't need to drop the atomic bombs. But his like fellow commanders and Truman was like, we don't really have to, but we're going to anyway. Well, because they were already going to give up because there was already like informants.
Oh, yeah, Japan, no.
Saying, we were already going to give up. Yeah,
but,
give up, so why but, we
there's a,
bomb them?
But there's a, but there's a, there's a, there's a, there's a, there's a, I don't know how to call it, but it's the truth. Pearl Harbor happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
They literally killed and snuck attack on all of these, on, and when you go to war, let's not be stupid. Let's not be like naive. When you go to war and you put that uniform on and you wear that badge to protect and swore to protect your country and all that, it could happen at any time, whether it be on your soil, whether it be in another country, right? Once you put that uniform on, you are not only saying I represent this country, but you're a target. So Japan saw an opportunity. Pearl Harbor happened. What, thousands of troops died? We lost soldiers. They snuck attack. Yo, what America did was, I don't want to come across insensitive to the Japanese people because it's fucked up.
I love Japan. I was there.
He went to Japan. He loves y'all. But it's fucked up that you guys have to, you know, that you guys had to, the innocent people had to endure. That's always the case, that innocent people hurt more. Obama, to kill one guy, fucking drone strike the whole military base type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this happens. And it does suck. But the fact is, you know what you just, you did kind of, by doing that to Japan, you made sure that everybody watched, and you made sure that it would never happen again to the United States. Until it did. 9/11, twice. You know what I'm saying? Like 9/11 twice. Like you, until it did, you get these situations where
You know what? Anything with America,
Boston bomber.
Yep. Everything that happens with like another country doing something to our country for Americans was like the fallout from the whole war with the Pearl Harbor thing. Japanese internment camps.
What do you mean?
They had camps by FDR. Who was president around that time, and he was going to walk out the door because Truman was coming in.
Well, like, we kept Japanese like people in camps?
We kept them in like concentrate, like semi-looking concentration camps.
But we wasn't gassing them.
We weren't killing them.
We wasn't doing what Hitler was doing. We might have kept them.
Yep.
But
they were still kind of like tortured and come beat on. Up.
The people that are Americans in jail don't get fucking, we don't get good living standards. What makes you think we're not going to take an enemy of war and give him a beautiful place to live? Even though, honestly, the thought of assimilation, you know what I mean? Like when you assimilate somebody, when we did it to the Native Americans, you know, when you take the Native Americans and you fucking, you make them go to white schools, you make them go to American this, you make them learn Christianity, you make them do all these things when they came, that's assimilation, you know, so when, maybe we should have did that, maybe we should have, because look what we did, look at what we did again with most of the Germans, most of those German scientists we indoctrined and they gave us NASA. NASA is a Nazi fucking company. Like, everybody knows that. Everybody knows that NASA don't have our best interest at heart. I mean, they don't.
Going on now with Israel and Hamas.
Again, something we should always stay out of. What I was trying to ask you before. Yo, what do you think about that? $150, you get 15 seconds on a Times Square billboard.
I actually saw that yesterday. It came up as an ad on my Instagram.
My man just hit me. He was like, yo, we should do this for the album.
It costs $500 a day to get, because there's two different types. that I saw. They have one that's like the regular ones, if you have a photo, and then the ones you have a video. Videos are more for the business ones. I think if you could chop it, I think if you got 30 seconds, you'll get like 22. And I think the lowest is like if you have 15 seconds, it's like you'll get posted 88 times a day. But it's $500 a day.
How come it says 150?
That's for a photo.
Oh, yeah, that's all we want.
Oh, then photo and then
photo with a QR code.
Yeah, it's cheaper then.
The album cover with a QR code. 150 for that's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
That's not bad. And you know what I get not scared of?
A day.
What?
It's 150 a day, I think.
Well, you know what I get a little bit scared of is that we kind of like.
But in the end, it's like, who's really going to Times Square and going to be looking up and like, oh, let me get that code?
Oh, no. The surprising point about advertisement is that it works. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I think the same thing. I used to work with V, right? V gave me a job putting up, she used to have a job putting up, like, signs for, like, I don't know, some company. It was companies. Companies would pay her to put up posters and stand with signs and all this shit. Like, good money, right? Mm-hmm. So, I used to think the same thing, G. Like, yo, how do signs on the side of the highways work? And now, when I'm driving on the side, I'd be looking at those signs. You'd be surprised. If Times Square gets 1 million people a day, and I'm just being facetious because I don't know the number, but let's just say Times Square gets like 1 million people a day. Bro, that's not bad if like half of them looked up at that billboard and half of that half actually clicked the QR code. All they got to do is dip into it one time. Whether you like the music, you don't like the music, hey, that's all on you. But the fact of the matter is, that's great promotion. Because you put it where people are going to be. The internet is always a place people are going to be. And that's why Instagram and all these places, they live on advertisements. Mm-hmm. They live on us paying them to put advertisements. Yo, what up with y'all, my nigga? I can't fucking put advertisements on my Instagram. What's up? Like, I got to make a whole new Instagram in order to do this shit? Because this is annoying right now. I don't get it.
I gotta look at your Instagram. It might be.
They won't let what I gotta become a blue check guy just to get fucking in touch with you guys. Come on, man.
No, I think it's something else. I'll look at your Instagram after.
That's my man right there. That's my ninja right there.
Because there was issues I was having when it came to what was it?
Cap.
Switching.
I would put on every post. I'll put $5-$10 worth of fucking because. Going forward, as you see, I'm trying to brand everything. I'm trying to, all right, this is mine. I don't want my Instagram to be filled with like, no offense, fluff. I don't want no fluff. I don't want no emotional shit. No taking pictures of the fucking Thanksgiving date. No, this is moving business right now. You know what I mean? I want everything to be revolved around music, you know, art, etc. So Instagram, y'all ninjas are holding me back. Because I'm not going to post if I can't get the most viewership on it with my dollar I want to spend because you won't allow me to do so, sir.
I got you, man.
You got to check out my ish.
Because I'm working out, I'm working on some stuff like how to truly like market like my music for 2024.
Okay, cool.
So I've been looking at a lot of stuff like for more organic growth, like through YouTube videos and through playlistings and stuff like that. I've had some pretty interesting ideas of how I want to go about it. Right now, I'm just mostly focused on the music for the next like couple months. Maybe like around February, I'm going to like have everything kind of completed with music. But then other than that, I'm just like keeping like footnotes and like bookmarks on things that I want to do for like how to stream, like get in touch with like certain people like after everything is done, that way I already have a finished product, so when I go back to these people and it's like they be like, oh, you got anything? I'm like, look, I got all this right here for you, just tell me how to make this, push this out there to the absolute maximum I can with this budget I got.
I'll be honest, I got cold wet feet. Like I ordered the Scullies, right? And then you know, you get all these ideas in your head. This is what happens with me. I get all these ideas in my head, and I get so enthusiastic about them. And then, thank God we live in an era where your phone does everything. So I just get on my phone, and I start designing things on Canva, on Cricut Design Space, and then I start, like, putting shit together. And then when I get into the studio, I get so discouraged from my own, like, mental insecurities. Like, damn, this shit don't look good no more. When I was making it, it looked great. Mm. Now when I'm about to press it, yo, this shit don't look good no more. Mm. Or while you're doing, like while I'm pressing, well, something's not sticking, it's off, it's raw. And the first little bits get me so discouraged, bro. I'd be like, fuck, I can't even do this shit. Fucking, and I get so angry, my nigga, and it'll take me, like, I have to tell myself, stop being a bitch. I got a David Goggins myself in my own studio. Yo, last night I was up to 2 in the morning, but it literally, once I started going, it took me an hour to print up maybe 15 hats. It took me an hour to wean and press up 15 hats. Easy. Yo, I was in that studio for like 7. I was in my studio for like 7 hours. So for 3 hours, I was mentally trying to prepare myself. I put a couple movies on. I saw The Creator, dope movie. But I had to mentally prepare myself because I feel like I'm not good enough. So after I made the hats, I doubled down. I ordered little packaging. So now I could sell them to people in packaging so they don't just look like I'm giving it to you. You know what I mean? Off the
street. Like some basic bum shit.
But see, I had to double down to feel more secure about what I was doing because I get, yeah, I be my own worst enemy, B.
We're all our own worst enemy.
Own worst enemy.
There's nobody better than us, and there's nobody less of us. The only challenge we face is us. That's why there's no such thing as people who, I don't understand people who are like haters of other people's like work or want to discourage other people from like not wanting to do better. It's like, that's not your competition. You should be your only obstacle. You should want to try to be a better you.
They don't know that yet.
But sometimes it'll take them forever, or sometimes they'll never realize that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I've seen people like literally talk about other like artists or other people. And I'm like, you. I'm looking at them. It's like, all right, so what is you talking about them and all of their shortcomings and their problems doing for you?
Well, that's why I be having a problem. Like, that's why I have a problem with what we do sometimes. That's why I try to do this a little bit more. I may go off and all this shit, but full disclaimer, I'm just here to entertain y'all. In all honesty, I this is fun for me too. But I do get a little cringy talking about people's lives and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because we come in here to shit on them.
Shit on them more than I do.
Of course, but that because I'm entertaining. But because
I'm entertaining.
Yeah, but a part of me, in all honesty, I sit there and I'm like being hypocritical because I'm like, I don't even want to talk about the people's, like, this is their personal shit. Like, it's so weird. But then, you know when it calls for it to talk about people's personal shit? You know when it calls for it to shit on people? You're right. It's fucked up that people on the come up hate on other people on the come up and you give poor energy. You give poor energy because you see somebody coming up and your poor energy messes up the atmosphere for everybody else, including yourself. So when somebody's trying hard, try harder not to knock them down. That's what he's saying. Like, you're right. But you know when you gotta knock these motherfuckers down? When they being nasty booty hole niggas. And I ain't talking about homos. I'm talking about nasty booty hole touching people's booty holes they shouldn't niggas. Like, yo, I'm not going to go ahead and pick sides on, like, did they really do it? Because too many people are accused of this shit right now. This is bananas.
Yeah.
You don't think so, Rich? Our legends are being accused of this shit right now. Most of our legends. Yo, did you see the list at all? Like of the, people being accused right of now, sexual things?
Yeah, it was Diddy, Jamie Foxx. Well, Diddy for the third time. Jamie Foxx, Cuba Gooding Jr., Axl Rose, Jimmy Iovine. Who else? There was another one.
My point that is all men.
Yep.
It's all men. It's all men. And you know what? I wonder if that's the truth. You know, I was going to come in here today, and I was going to... I didn't want to bash these niggas because I can't, you can't do that. You don't know what happened.
And I don't know what's going on.
Talk to him.
I wasn't invited.
Talk to him.
So
talk to him. And then what you just played with Aaron Hall, that shit was weird.
Aaron Hall, he talked about, I see Jodeci D. They know my D's big. Aaron Hall, D. Aaron Hall's D's big. That's a little weird.
I mean, listen, it's fine. Everybody got like, look, at the end of the day.
But these like allegations from like, one of them's like from the late 80s and another one's from like 15 years ago.
Well,
why are we talking about 2007 and 2023? Why was it not like.
Well, that's because the statute of limitations is running out. That's because
they passed something. They passed before, it was 7 years. Now yeah. It's like they opened it up for a year in New York, where you have up to from November last year to November this year to, like, any accusations you had, like, that happened in New York, any cases of domestic violence, like, rape or all that stuff, like, bring it up. And then they wait till the last day to do all that.
I think, like I said, at the end of the day, two people know the truth as to what happened in those moments. You know what I'm saying? Harvey Weinstein. Yo, now that you hear more into it, a lot of people say that, nigga, they know. If you come into Hollywood and you got that phone call from Harvey, open your mouth. He was calling you to open your mouth. No, not to play the role. He wanted you to open your mouth. You got the role already. Just open your mouth. When Harvey called you, knew what it was. Listen, Cosby got away with it for years, drugging women, and they just didn't want to speak up. You know, listen, Epstein is trafficking young chicks. Like, this nasty culture of people doing things, fame saves them, guards them, but not forever. Not forever.
This industry's scary.
But at the same time, I think you women, if you any person, man, woman, if you cry wolf and you didn't really get raped, or this didn't really happen to you, or if that's not the story, or yo, I honestly think you should be penalized.
Okay.
I think that
that's what they're talking about.
I think you dragging a person's name through the mud due to the fact that a situation occurred and they have something you can take from them now, I think that you should absolutely be, like, responsible for that decision if you were found that you were lying about it.
What makes it worse is, like, they pay all these lawyer fees, then they want to, like, either go to trial or just try to get rid of this. Even if they were not found guilty at all, their lives is ruined. Now that stigma is on them now. Like, oh, he's a guy that, oh, he had a court case that he did something to this girl. But even though he's innocent, even though it was all bull crap, that stigma's still there for him.
Once you get accused,
ruin his life.
Once you get accused, like, look, I'll be a hundred. I think about, you know, things like this should make all people wonder in this world. Because it's not only men. Women rape men too. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Yes.
Women rape men too.
Y'all do okay? Some foul stuff as well. It's just, you know, the whole double standard. It's like, oh, I'm a big, powerful man. And okay,
when a teacher
does it to a student.
To a student, that little boy's praised as a prince and shit. But when a fucking guy teacher does it to a female student, it's a fucking problem. And it's as it should be both ways. There shouldn't be no double standard for rape. Rape is rape. You know what I mean? Rape is rape. And whether you're a woman and you... Yo, there's a lot of dudes... Yo, come over here. I gotta tell you something. There's a lot of times where you're drunk and he's drunk and he don't want you to suck. He don't care. He don't want it from you.
Nope.
He don't want that blowjob from you.
Nope.
He wants it from somebody else. Nope. But you're persistent.
Oh, he just wants to go to sleep. He want to go home.
This is true too. See, I wouldn't think about that. But I won't lie. I've had sex with my eyes closed before. You heard me? That's rape. Because I didn't want to see what I was looking at. But I ain't know how to say no. I've been in that situation where you don't know how to say no to a person, but you don't want to be doing that with a person. That's rape. And those people, yo, people know when you're uncomfortable.
Yep, you can, like, they tell.
People know when you're uncomfortable, bro. I don't give a fuck if my dick's hard or not. You can feel my body twitch, cringy. You know when I'm not in it, but you're in it. You're in it because you just want to get fucked. That's women rape men too. I don't want to hear all this that men just do this shit to women. Men are dogs. This is our nature. Animalistically, this is our nature.
But they are female dogs.
But they are fucking, and they're called bitches. And they're called bitches. I mean, straight up. You know what I mean? So it's like, I hate the double standard, and I think these women should be responsible if they are lying. And at the same time, these men, I don't give a fuck how powerful you guys are. You guys don't be deserving to get money no more. Yo, if you guys legit...
You should pay a penalty. Either pay a big penalty or serve jail time.
For the rest of their life.
Rest of your life.
You should pay... Once you rape somebody, that's mental trauma that I got to live with for the rest of my life. So that means that you should pay for it for the rest of your life.
They're trying to, like, pass, like, some type of law where that happens. Like, so people who get accused, they can, they're able to like countersue, or there'll be like a huge penalty that I have to pay if it's like a lie. I think they're trying it for New York, but we'll see. We'll see.
All right. We're going to get into the bullshit right now, my nigga. What you think about this? What you think about going to the hood and getting shot in your own hood?
Bad. Always bad. It's never nothing good. Especially if you live, you come from the hood. Yo, you go back
Hassan,
to the hood.
Hassan, look. This is what you got to be, my nigga.
Hassan Campbell.
You got to be water, B.
Come on, my bar.
That's
my
your problem.
Poppy. Poppy from BX River.
That's your problem.
No. I know, you're a family man, man. You have a sister.
Family, that family man don't mean shit.
I know, but it's like, you got family, you got, he's family getting bread out here, you got a dope YouTube channel. I love looking
that
at his commentary.
That don't mean shit neither.
But it's like, some part, like, keep why going. You gotta go back though? Why?
Keep going.
Why
keep
you
going.
Have to go back?
Keep going.
What was the reason I'm going back there?
Keep going.
Have his phone out keep in going. The middle of the hood.
Keep going.
And then you,
keep going.
What, then somebody throws a bottle and you gotta get active, tell them to come outside.
Keep going.
Go outside with that bottle.
Keep going.
Like, just leave. Just like, go away. Leave. You see, he got the knife in his back, like, ready to start something.
Just go away.
Just leave. Why you gotta get active for it? For what?
Yo, it was like 7 in the morning, too, yeah, right?
I didn't see the sunrise. Like, come on. And then look what happened. Like, the camera cuts off.
Who's the dumbass that went with him?
Probably dude on the side. There was somebody on the side, I believe.
Of course, because they're driving the car. Remember? You didn't see the extra footage when you driving the car? So somebody else driving the car.
But it's like, so who was with him on the side when you was standing outside then?
You know, this links back to this. All right, I'm going to do something. I know I shouldn't do it, but this is the way my brain works.
He's more than me, so he knows.
This is the way my brain works. This links back to the same, like, the molesting conversation we just had with all these.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Because in my opinion, if Poppy, don't come at me, my nigga. I'm not going to shoot. I'm just potting. But if Poppy didn't get his butthole played with by Afrika Bambaataa, maybe Poppy wouldn't be this person that he is today. Hmm. And that's what molestation does. That's what rape does. Get you shot because you make stupid decisions, like everything you just said. Coming back to your neighborhood when you live in a white picket fenced area, when you have success on the internet telling your story, when you've touched pause, when you've touched people inside with your story of how you were taken advantage of from a legend in hip-hop. And how that legend in hip-hop walks freely around with those allegations and nothing has ever happened to him. Yo, you had people feeling you. But now we starting to see the cracks of what that did to you. I don't think he's ever, ever gonna get over or is over. God bless. I hope you do, though. I hope you get over that shit, my nigga, because you have some success on the internet. Me and niggas like him search for shit like that. We would love it. You getting checks off of being yourself in front of a camera. We would love it. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's yourself or not, you still get a check. And you're showing your cracks of what this really did to you.
Because I think it was because everybody had this whole backlash for Diddy because of the Cassie situation. That it's like nobody cared about my story.
I saw what he was doing.
I saw the whole thing. Yeah, I saw it through him and through academics talked about it a little bit too.
I saw the whole thing. You know what I mean?
I get it, but it's like, hey, it's a double standard. It's like when a woman gets raped and all that stuff, it's gonna be seen. It's gonna have more attention than a guy getting raped. And even if it's another guy, even a legend. Somebody that came before Diddy. The one that made this whole thing happen for us. One of the three from Grandmaster Flash.
Look at the DNA though. Barry Gordy didn't he have like 10 kids or something like that? Like most of these roughly. Most of these people, and it's not all with the same wife.
Nope.
You know, most of these people they have they live relationships of infidelity. But it gets a little weird when you start hearing songs from the old days and the dude is talking about how she's young and he's wrong. Yep. It's wrong for being with her.
But we were blind. We were blind to that until we got older. We were like, if you ever hear the song like "Baby, No, I'm Crying," I guess so. It's by Next. You know the opening line of that is,
I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now. You know what I mean?
That's wild. The '90s.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Some people like that.
I played it at work and they were like, I never, well, no, you lying.
You never heard that.
I was like, man. Wonder if she can tell. What?
I mean, listen, I think there's a place.
They've been doing like some great molestations. It's in the songs too.
Yeah, nah, it's part of it's part of human nature though, unfortunately. It's that we look, and that sounds so weird. But yo, the Egyptians were freaking off on each other's cousins, marrying sisters and brothers
British people
inbred. Like all this, it's weird that people do that. Yo. And then you got the ones that say, if God didn't want a woman to have sex so early, why would she start getting her period and be able to have kids so early? You got people that have these arguments that try to be like,
Giuliani married his second cousin.
That's weird. If I be honest with you, I think it's people being lazy. Yo, I think you lazy if you got a crush on your cousin. Or like, I think you lazy if you got to grape a woman or grope a woman or force a woman to, I think you lazy. As a dude, no cap, I just find you lazy. Like when you pick on little kids, molestation on, you're like, lazy.
Like, oh, the 25
like
year
Africa
old.
Bambaataa. Let's take Africa, yo. Because you know what? I want to take a second and give some flowers to fucking Hassan. That shit is real, bro. You through your stories, whatever, you the shooter. Nigga know you in the Bronx for getting down. You have a history, you have a rep. You know what I'm saying? You came out with this booty hole touching allegation against Africa that you can obviously tell has ruined you, but I really
Lord knows how many others have been ruined.
And that's why he got so mad, because this man has done this multiple times to multiple children, and these men who are probably the same age as Hassan, older, younger, ain't gonna come out and be like, nah, he ain't do nothing to me. That's crazy. That's crazy. It's true though. No guy wanna say that. No guy wanna say that he got fucked in his ass by Africa Bambaataa, Zulu Nation. Yep. You. What guy wants to say that and put that on his head? So I could get.
Imagine the girls in Zulu.
What?
Imagine all the women there in Zulu too.
I mean, yo, I grew up in Queens, Flushing, Queens. Shout out to all my Zulu niggas. Them niggas always held me down. Shout out to Big. Shout out to Edgar. Shout out to all of our niggas.
My sister was Zulu.
Yo, what something stands for sometimes sucks where something came from. You know, at the end of the day, America was built on, we already know, killing and slaughtering, right? But look what we got. You know, at the same time,
we wouldn't be here for that killing slaughter.
Unfortunately, Zulu Nation is all about peace, and they have laws, and they have ways that shit shouldn't have never went down. If it did go down, that went against their teachings. That went against their laws. And that's something that they got to deal with within their community amongst them and their leaders. That's why I don't never bring that so much into it of what Africa Bambaataa represents. I try to look at the person, and the person is being accused of some nasty ish. And that person shouldn't be allowed to walk around freely and do as they please, because that's, well, you know what? At the same time, if he did all that, you live with that shit, you dirty nigga. You got dirty fingertips from searching dirty buttholes. You know what I mean? Like, he lives with that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't live with that shit. They live with that pain. And that's why I say, yo, I hope, yo, God bless us. I hope you good, homie. Stop getting into fucking shoot. Stop going to the neighborhood. Stop getting into shootouts.
You saw the bullet when you did the video when you showed the bullet wound?
Nah, I didn't see the bullet wound.
It looked kind of tiny, to be honest. It looked like a .22.
I mean, yo, a piece is a piece. You get shot, you get stabbed.
Oh, this is not to say you won't die from a .22.
Oh, it's not even that you won't die. You get shot, you get stabbed, it's still going to hurt. a bullet wound is a bullet wound. And you know what? Our bodies were made for certain things. I don't think our bodies were made to get fucking metal and steel implanted them in them, and then you got, you rip tendons. You could get hit in a major artery. You could be severely paralyzed if that bullet bounces up, hits you in the back of the spine in the wrong way. Like, guns, bullets, and all this shit is no joke to fuck around with. That's why you don't go into projects, and that's fucked up. Because I don't know what gave the audacity to. Let me stop. I'm gonna get shot out here. Hey, yo.
We're good?
Yeah, now we're back.
Yeah. You can't fuck with the buttons.
No, you know what it is? I'm hearing a feedback. And I take it off on the editing. Don't get me wrong. But I've been trying to... You know, I'm getting feedback because all these wires are touching each other and shit like that. So since all these wires are touching each other, ground wires and all this... It's all right.
We're going to be wireless one day.
It's all right. It's all right. But nah, like, to be honest with you, like I said, I hope he's well. Because you can tell the after effects of what somebody's past did to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could absolutely see residue of that past. And it sucks that there are people that walk around and get away with murder. Mm-hmm. They get away with fucking murder, my nigga.
So, yeah.
You know what? Speaking of getting away with murder, though. Do you think that you could veer off from what people know you as once they know you as something? Do you think on a whole, if a large amount of people think this of you, they think you are this person, do you think you can? And I'm not sitting here saying, oh, I don't care what they think of me. It should affect you, because if you go to the supermarket and that guy knows you as something, oh, you're the fuck you man. You're the fuck you man. And you're just trying to get some bread and eggs, and he keeps calling you the fuck you man at 6 in the morning. You got to be like, all right, yo, homie, I'm fucking shopping right now. I'm not the fuck you man right now. Leave me the fuck alone. Fuck you, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he said the thing.
He said the thing. You see, like, can you get away from what they know you as? If you get super famous for yo-yoing, and they don't want you to rap no more.
Well, it depends on super famous. Who wouldn't want me to rap no more? The industry?
You can't.
Because I'm now yo-yoing?
You can't. Your sponsors. Because what you talk about doesn't work for them. And you're like, I'm not going to change what I'm rapping about. So they're like, fine. You want to get this check? Don't rap. You rapping is messing up the bag. Or let's do vice versa. You yo-yoing is messing up the bag. What if you get hot for rapping? You get hot for rapping and then now you yo-yoing is messing up the bag somehow. Like, what the fuck you doing yo-yoing, nigga? What if you...
I've been told that before, too. Somebody
get the fuck out of here.
I ain't gonna say, I'm not gonna mention
you. No, shit on that nigga. Shit on that nigga. You bug it. You bug it.
No, because we're cool.
He got a gig this week.
No, because I addressed him a little.
You know who you are. You know who you are.
You know who you are, but
you're lucky he don't say your name, because I come over there and fuck. I hope you're not a big nigga. No, I'm only playing.
No, he's not that big.
Oh, I'm coming over, then I'm only playing.
It was a dude, like back in 2015.
It's always a dude.
Yo-yo. I remember giving him a yo-yo after my set, and I gave it to one to his boy, and his boy was like messing around with it, and his boy was looking at it, and I remember me and my dad, my dad knows the story too, because he was there, he was like, get that whack shit out of my face, like, just loud enough with an earshot that I could hear him say that, and the yo-yo that I gave him, I found it on the floor later.
Oh, say his name.
Nah.
Oh, say his name.
Nah, I'm not going to say his name.
Say his name.
This one, I know.
How long ago was this?
This is back 2015.
Okay.
But we ended up talking about it.
You get a pass, nigga.
We ended up talking
about it. Unlike the rapist dudes, you get a pass.
But we ended up talking about it like, I think like
4 months ago. Hey, what was his excuse? What was his excuse?
He was just one of those dudes that, you know, wearing like shades inside.
No. You talked about it.
Boy, black people that think they're black, they're fire, but they're not. And then he's one of those dudes that never really even dropped.
He could say that though. Look, you know, he could say that. He's black. It's like me making fun of Asian people.
Don't look at me, think I'm black until you see my dad.
He's black and shit. He could say
that. They think my dad's Dominican, if anything.
Yeah, nah. He could say that shit though. You know what I mean? But he don't like mean it that way. But it's the truth. Y'all niggas be thinking y'all extra fly when you're not that fly.
Like, stop rapping with your dudes. Stop thinking about rapping over your main vocals. Stop doing all that. He was one of those dudes earlier when I first knew him. But now most of his videos are a lot more positive than they were back then. Like, I don't even think he has an album out or nothing. Because I tried looking not too long ago, and he don't even got, like, an EP or album or anything. He had a song that was, like, that was on iTunes, but it's not there no more.
He probably did
Didn't pay the monthly on TuneCore or whatever the hell.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, don't get got like that too though. Know what you're paying for. You know, like, yeah, if you're gonna pay for this shit to stay up forever.
This music, there's many music distributors you
and they'll get you
once, and that's it.
They'll get you.
But they are the ones that you gotta do yearly, and if you stop paying after
once like you stop paying, your song is gone.
Everything's gone. They'll take off all the DSPs.
Song is gone.
So like for me, fortunately, like I stay with CD Baby, because they give it's there, and that's
it. I'm gonna change the game, bro. Like, I'm telling you,
they got a new one now.
What?
Even Biz. Even Biz is a lot more.
Guys, you can keep your DSPs.
No, but this is the difference with Even Biz. It's like you don't have to put all your DSPs. You can set your own promo. Price of like artists. No, I'm not even promo. It's just something that I saw from it. It's like, if you have like, cause they treat it like your music is like your artwork at the same time.
Okay.
So if you have like a vinyl or like a one of one album or a very small collection of like, I don't know, CDs, merch and all that stuff like that, you could have it up on their site and it'll be kind of like almost like you can buy it and you could set like a dope price for it or make it like a bidding war for your artwork.
That's pretty fire. So it's like they just gave you another option, another way to make money, basically.
Yeah, so it's like if I drop my album regularly and it has like 15 tracks, like on all DSPs, but on even this, you get the one that has 30 for a set price. Like, oh, or drop 100, this is a 100 track album, you get for $150, and you get only on even.biz.
That's not bad. Because that's what I was looking to do, just make shit exclusive. Like, just exclusive to the time. Mm-hmm. Only put your album up. Like, this is just a recommendation for, like, I know everybody's trying to get out there, but there's a way to get out there now and be inclusive. You know what I mean? Like there's a way to get out there, but not put yourself all the way out there. And I see it now. With TikTok, with Instagram, with YouTube stories, all you have to do is strap your song, 60 seconds of it, 30 seconds of it, to something you're doing. Now your song catches on everywhere, right? They're gonna look for your song. You only have to leave that song up for, I don't know, 2 months, 3 months, right? Let's say you leave the song up for 3 months. Once you take the song off the DSPs, that song is still gonna be attached to all those videos. So they're still gonna look for that song. And you know where they gotta go get that song? You directly.
And because of sync licensing, wherever your music is played,
you'll still get your PC as long as you are involved in the right licensing to get recognized. If you don't have your publishing license, if you don't sign up for Sound Exchange, if you don't sign up for these certain things, then you're not going to get paid for your song.
It's for a while, for me, like when I had my music,
yeah,
like out, and people would use it on Instagram, and then we'll put it on Facebook. I would get flagged for using my own song on like Facebook, and I found out the reason for that. I ended up having to like fix it.
What was it? What'd you do for the people?
Because it was like I had to kind of like re-register, like when I made it an official business, like when I did my LLC, about like I had to attach like my CD Baby account, and I forgot where.
Where did you attach it?
Oh, it's like when you do like the sign-ups, you like you do
your. Oh, on your LLC website, you just have to attach everything. Yeah,
do the Facebook, like when you do everything where your money goes, like where it will probably like SoundCloud, TikTok, you give them your accounts and stuff, and you know it'll like okay, this is really his shit. So I had to do that for when I do, also your Symphony OS when you try to do playlisting, they have to like find where your Spotify playlist is and your Apple Music playlist is. Once they know that, then it's like okay, anytime you drop, they know it's you. So I had to fix that for my Facebook because I kept not getting any money because they'd be like, oh, your video's unable to monetize. I'm like, why? It's my song.
It's my shit. Wait, so did they give you all the back money?
No, there's no back money. That's the I literally made $7 last month in Facebook. And I'm like, what? It's not bad, but it's like, I dropped like a lot of dope content during that month. I used to make more.
You gotta remember something, yo. Like, they, you know, if we get 0.001% of a stream, you know, how much do you really make off of advertisements? They're not giving you, they're taking everything.
So that's why I brought up before for Even That Biz, because their thing is, it's like, would you rather put your music out there and make $400 in 8 months? Or would you rather have it on Even.biz, have it as like a piece of artwork, and you can make 2K in like 3 days?
No, I get it. I get it. Like I said, they're just offering a new avenue to make money, which is always great. Like, because us as artists, what happens is we get comfortable, though. We get comfortable with what's going on, and we think that there isn't a right way to make money, or there isn't a way to make money.
It's also that, but it's like, there's so many ways to make money that we don't realize is out
there. Oh, yeah, you got to see it all the way through, though.
You got to go out there and do, like, research.
You got to see it all the way through.
It's like, even with, like, just putting playlists, there's, like, legitimate playlists. Yeah, they might not have, like, 100,000 like followers on the playlist, but what's wrong with putting it on a playlist that has like, you know, 500?
I want you
1,000. You're only paying like $5 for it.
Yeah, like
they'll leave it up there for a month or 2 months. That's still streams.
Marketing and exposure is everything nowadays. If you're trying to be an entrepreneur, you want as many eyes as you can get on you with everything that you're doing. Try to keep it positive so you get more clientele. But it seems like sex always sells. It seems like violent sex, derogatory things always sell and always move. That's why I think, you know,
unless you make a Nostalgia.
That's why I said I was gonna good transition over to that, because that's why I think that Meg and even Ack, you know, Ack's career of him talking shit is that, the vulgarness, the exposure. I'm drinking Henny, I'm on Twitch, I don't give a fuck. Nigga, I heard they were trying to tell you to pull up, Ack. I heard you don't want to pull up, though.
Yeah, they tried getting on him for that.
He ain't never gonna pull up, though, bro.
He making money sitting down.
What the fuck would he pull up?
He got famous for talking crap sitting down.
And he's gonna keep
getting famous. Unknown for being outside.
He's gonna keep getting famous for talking crap and sitting down.
Talk about Meg, like how she pretty much is not giving up the cootie anymore.
But she back in the day, she was sucking dick after
half the industry.
Well, listen. You know me. Ladies, I'm all for you girls being whores. Like, I don't give a front door. I don't. Like, y'all could sit on as many cocks. You could do whatever y'all want. Especially when you're a rich bitch. Me and Yo-Yo's already went down the Rihanna rabbit hole. She's been with every big ninja, Leonardo DiCaprio. She got ASAP. She had Drake. You got Chris Brown.
Does he stop that ASAP?
Chris Brown. Well, for now, second kid for now. But you never know.
Break up and
you just never know. You know, my point is that you just never know, because these women, successful women, should be allowed to do whatever the hell they please. Yo, I'm sorry. Like, everything's about consent. And I don't think there's nothing better when a fucking successful, beautiful woman wants to top you off or do something for you. You dumbass ninjas get attached. Or you dumbass ninjas
love it first
snitch.
Time.
Y'all either snitch or get attached. Y'all fuck it up. For future niggas like me. Cause now she got trust issues. Cause last time she sucked a D, it was yours and you snitched. You can't do that. When these women are willing to give you something,
that's what happened with Meg.
I think that's what happened with Meg. That too many ninjas talk to each other. Too many ninjas talk to it. She was messy with it. She had the baby. She had Party, Tori. I think, and you know what? She should be allowed to do what she pleases. But these ninjas talk. Ninjas talk, and that's the problem. Look, Chris Brown and fucking Drake were fighting in the club over RiRi and shit. Saying it wasn't over RiRi. That shit was over RiRi. Give me that. Get out of here. Get out of here. Stop lying to us. We know what it's over. But that's my point. You can't talk. People, you just, if it's all consensual, it's all good, then it is what it is. if you know we ain't together, but I'm piping you down, big pause. But you know we ain't together. Like, what are you mad at? What are you mad at?
Can't be mad.
You obviously know that, yo, yeah, in all respects, I don't have to tell you I'm piping her too.
No, you don't.
I don't have, we don't have to. I don't understand. I never understood that shit.
You're very animated.
Because when you're single and you sleep with people, right? You don't have to tell people that, in my opinion, you don't have to tell the next person you sleep. They should obviously know that you're single, right? You may be sleeping with other people.
So what happened with party when you got weird?
What?
The party, I guess.
Yo, son, I'm sorry, son. This is another thing that we need to stop being stupid about. When you're in the industry, you are never in a relationship. I don't care. Look at Will and Jada. How many years did that lie hold up? And I think that lie must have started in the beginning. Like, when you're in the industry going hard and you're doing shows and you're on the come up, you're not in a real relationship with whoever the fuck you think you're in a relationship with. Machine Gun Kelly and this chick. You know what I mean? Like, you're not in a real relationship with when you're on the come up. Because the only relationship that you truly have is with the come up. With the come up. Your success. Your success is your biggest relationship. That her sucking you, fucking you off, and doing all that, and him massaging you, that shit's all null and void. It's only good.
You were posted.
All those vacation pictures and shit were good in a magazine. That's not real. You're on the come up for success. When you're chilling and you get a little bit older, you get the belly and you're like, I don't got to act no more. But then what you happen? You get Robert De Niro and Al Pacino still popping out kids at 70, right?
Yep.
So really think about it. When you're famous, when you're in that light, that's why Party B and Booty Hurt. I'm like, nigga,
He wrote a whole diss record.
Yeah, I know. And
it was actually pretty good.
The diss record was super hard. It was super hard. And it was super necessary. But leave it alone. That's it. Don't back and forth. Don't keep going. Don't talk about it in interviews.
He's like 6'5". He's scared.
I don't care about none of that. But leave it alone. That shit is done. She cheated. It's done. Relationship over. She said her piece. You said your piece. Don't capitalize off of it. Make the fans become martyrs between the both of you. No, that's it. People suck and fucking do all these things all the time. People cheat. Like, people cheat. This is just the common... People cheat. So when they blame Tory, when Aga's shitting on Tory, and I mean Aga's shitting on Meg and saying all this shit, how three shots of Henny and you get she'll give him blowjob. Aga, you never got a blowjob from her, I bet.
He did that face.
Because I think that's hate right there. I think that's hate right there. Cause I take three shots of Henny right now and I want to take some pussy down too. That's hate right there. I don't like when niggas do their job wrong. That's the problem I got with you, Aga. You don't do your job right. Report. Drop your opinion. Like, report. Drop your opinion, nigga. Like, you it's wrong for him to say that of her. Like, yo, bro, she's a, like I said, successful. She allowed to. Successful niggas do it. The problem is that they get P. Diddy'd. You know what I'm saying? They do it the wrong way. But consent is a beautiful thing. My nigga, I will pay for sex. I will pay for sex with women, right? I will pay for sex with women before I go ahead and try to propagandize them. Like, give them drugs and put them all in the same spot and then hope by 12 o'clock they're all fucked up and I can get lucky tonight. Nah, nigga. Rather just fucking pay that bill. Pay like fucking... If I had it, you pay your 40 stacks. You get your 5 women. She sucks on this toe, sucks on that toe, licks your asshole, your balls, and your butthole.
Stupid.
No, but it's the fact. Like, yo, if you want to have relations like that with women, pay for it and get it done. It's there. It's available to you. There's no reason to be doing nasty shit. So when a woman is willing to be who wants to be, leave her the fuck alone. If Meg want to jump around all these dicks and all, leave her the fuck alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my opinion, like that, because niggas do it. We do it. When we become famous, we do everything the fuck we want to do. Come on. Madonna's the icon for it. Yep. Come on.
She going out. Cher's more of an icon. Cher's 70, what, 70 something? Is she going out with a dude that's like in her 30s?
I think Axe booty hole though. He never hit it.
But I think he even admitted that, like, when I came with my success, it's like I look back at all the times like women played me. You know, you do that self reflection, like, damn, I remember when this girl didn't like me, but then when she saw me get on, she like all over me now. It's that complex where it's like you had nothing, then now you got something.
Yo, he's weird. He's weird. He like I listen to his things like with Vlad and all. I listen for it for Vlad. I really don't like. I don't know what my issue is with how Ak does things, but Ak don't seem like he looked like he's hanging on from a whim. I'm surprised he didn't like get one of those grapey allegations. Like, he looks hanging on to the whim, nigga. He definitely flies bitches out. He does what I just said. He wants to have a five-some, he pays the 40 grand. You know what I mean? It don't make as much difference. But he does what I just said, though. You know, like, I go outside, though. He don't be outside. And that's the problem. Like, that's the problem when he talks about these people, because when they catch Ak, he's going to pull a DJ Vlad and Rick Ross. He's going to want him trying to sue him and shit like that for beating him up.
Yeah, that's crazy still.
I can't stand niggas like that, though. You gonna talk all that ish when I run up on you. You know what I'm saying? And then you fighting niggas like Saucy Santana. Saucy Santana's a whole gay nigga.
But he can fight.
Why you don't want to fight him?
Because he's whole, oh, I don't fight gay.
No, that's
if
why
I
you...
fight you, I can't fight you because you gay. Nigga, I was like, no, there's some gay niggas to throw down.
Nah, you don't use that as an excuse.
You put your straight hands up and punch some gay.
If you
niggas.
a dude, you get down. I'm saying it's a lose-lose for Ak.
Same hands.
It's a lose-lose for Ak. Why are you even arguing with this dude? Why are you even giving him attention? Why are you letting him? Why are you letting Wack 100 put a hit out on this?
I think that's when he realized that shit.
It's just he just you move funny, homie. That's what I'm saying. Like, good luck to your endeavor.
He's in his house.
Yeah, and another thing you exposing yourself. Because one thing he kept saying when he was with Vlad is, I appreciate how much of a businessman you are, how you're able to hire employees. And he's like, that's the biggest problem I have. I can't trust nobody. I can't have employees. I can't trust nobody to do this job. You exposing yourself, homie. You exposing your weaknesses. You know what I'm saying? And like, you're doing it on a pod and you think that people don't pay attention to shit like that. Like, that's why I said, for me, Ak is a nigga to get set up by a bitch. Ak is a nigga to get fucking fly a bitch in and she call the other nigga. You ever heard the song Mona Lisa, Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Ak is the nigga in that song.
Ak
is the nigga in Mona Lisa. What? He said, he scratches his head, says, how you know something missing? She gave him some head and went back to bed. No, you can't trust these bitches. I'm like, yo, this nigga's crazy. But Ak looks like that nigga that'll get set up by some pussy because he don't look like he get any. And success is cool. My nigga talk shit about people's lives. But I could hear the hate in you. If Meg would have topped you off, you would have been talking different about her. Because he don't talk about Selena like that.
Nope.
He don't talk about Selena like that, and that's the industry bird. But since you piped Selena and bought her the bag, you don't talk about Selena like that. And that's my point. That it's women that he don't fuck or don't have or probably shitted on him, like he said. When I was, nigga, you still a bald, stubby nigga. You still bald, this big. You still fat. You still look like a fucking chipmunk or a hamster or a mixed in between breed. Nothing changed because you got money. Nothing changed. So for him to say that, oh, women shit on me. Nigga, they probably still going shit on you. They just want some of your money. Has nothing to do with you, though. You got to get that shit out your head. Like, money's not going to make you more dope. If you whack from the beginning, you whack from the beginning. You know what I mean? You can get money. You could give money. Being whack is being whack. You feel me? Like, I'm sorry, Ak. I got an issue with you. I'm going to see you later, though, my nigga. We're going to meet in the future. I'm telling you. And then you're going to address all these comments. And like, yo, son, what are you? And then I'm going to be like, nigga, don't rise up. I don't fuck with you. Don't rise up.
He has security.
I don't give a fuck about his security, though. Like, that's my point, too. Him and Vlad, y'all niggas be... I get it, though. Then you end up like Joe Budden, shooting a one-off in a fucking spot. I get it. You gotta have security when you're famous. I get it. But then, I don't know. It's like talking shit behind the big guy. Yeah, I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
I'll fuck you up. So, yeah, you lucky he's holding me back. You lucky he's holding me back. That's what that is. Like, I don't know. I don't subscribe to it. I guess that's why he don't go outside. Maybe he can't pay for security all day, every day.
Lord Jesus.
All right. Diddy's done. Party versus Meg is done. Hassan Campbell, God bless you. Hope you good, my nigga. Ak versus Meg. Yeah, you a herb, Ak.
Wow. We got most of the topics?
Yeah, that's everything. Oh, okay. That's everything. We can walk them out.
All right, all right. Well, again, thank you all for watching. Please like and subscribe if you enjoy anything. If you are an up-and-coming artist or anything interesting you want to showcase to the world, don't be afraid to hit us up. DM me on Instagram, Richie Loves Yo-Yos, or also on What's Up Everybody Pod. And over there, that's
on all DSPs.
We're on all DSPs, so appreciate you spending your Sunday with us or wherever day it is you're watching. Oh, you did?
Crush just text you.
So Crush just text me because we're going to go in the studio later on. We're going to get some studio. New stuff. So hope to see y'all for a very bright 2024. Happy holidays. Peace, love, and yo-yos to you all.
Hey, yo. Last character dropping Friday. Friday. Last character dropping Friday, December 1st. Go check it out with me and Last Measure. I'm going to have these Scullies on deck. You know what I mean? You guys let me know. I'm going to have the shirts on deck. Anybody that want to listen to the project, got opinions on it, want to support, show love, go ahead. And if you don't, suck a dick. We out of here.